Angela, you totally called that the popcorn machine was Maximus Sweetbot in disguise. How'd you know?
I just had a feeling.
Oh. Yard sale! Yard sale! There's a yard sale! This is not a drill!
Come on, Hank. We don't have any more room for any more junk.
Junk? You call this stuff junk?
Hank, that's a broken microwave.
It's not broken. It's convenient. Now there's nothing between me and the totally harmless radiation that cooks my food.
Whoa, guys! Check this out!
That's rebellion!
Whoa. We must buy this game.
And we will buy this game.
So we're just gonna buy an arcade game and keep it in the house? Is that allowed?
Of course, Ginger. All we have to do is pay what I am sure is a very reasonable price.
Okay! Wow. Way more zeros than I was expecting.
I guess we'll learn about disappointment from this experience.
No, Angela. If my plan works, we'll learn nothing from this experience. It's time for an old-fashioned money hunt.
Yeah! Oh.
Okay, Dance Dance Rebellion will be ours in no time.
It won't. We can't even afford the power cord.
Why would we want the power cord without the game? Think, Ben.
Well, I was using hyperbole.
What we need now is a miracle.
Dance Dance Rebellion, here we come!
Whoa, where did you get all these coins?
A coin finder never reveals his spots. All that matters is we have enough money to get what we want!
Yeah!
Woo! Especially if what you want is to pay more rent, because the rent just went up. This much!
What? Why are you raising the rent?
Sad story. My psychic, Madame Caesar, suddenly quit. Hmm. And new psychics are very, very expensive. Hey! See, Madame Caesar would have warned me about pants rupture!
Wait, we can't just let the landlord come in here and take all of our Dance Dance Rebellion money.
I think we just did.
Well, we have to get it back.
But how, Tob? How?
I'll swing by my coin spot and get all the money we need.
That's the perfect amount. Let's go.
No, my coin spot is a secret. I must go alone.
We are never going to reach our goal if the landlord keeps taking our extra money to pay for a phony baloney psychic. The worst.
Hey, my mother is a psychic, and so is her mother. And her mother. Huh, that's weird. All the women in my family are psychic. Anyway, we should be thinking of solutions here.
Angela, maybe you are the solution. Are you psychic?
Oh, come on.
I might be. I didn't know what would happen in Morph Robots 5.
It's good enough for me. If we can make Angela the landlord's new psychic, he won't have to raise the rent. Uh-huh. And we can get that bag of money back.
And Ooh-hoo. Then it'll be Dance Dance City! Population us!
Hooray! My life is falling apart without Madame Caesar.
Well, if you want your life to fall back together, let Angela be your new psychic. She has the gift.
And I'll charge the same as Madame Caesar, so you can give us back that money bag you took.
But how do I know you're not pulling the wool over my
eyes?
Yes, eyes. Tell me more. I'm all...
Ears.
Amazing. You are...
Hired.
No, not yet. Let's see if you are as good as Madame Caesar.
Wow, Angela, it really seemed like you were reading his mind.
Oh, I don't know if I could read minds. I just knew what he was thinking.
I hope she can't read my mind.
Oh, no, I'm not that good with the gift yet.
Aha! So, your secret coin spot is the town wishing fountain! Busted!
Hank, please don't tell! If I'm the one who buys the Dance Dance Rebellion machine, I'll be a hero boy!
But Ginger, people throw coins in there to make a wish!
Maybe they wish for me to have their money?
Nice try, Ginger. You're messing with wishes, and that's bad luck.
Bad luck is pretend. But you know what is real? Dance Dance Rebellion!
Oh!
no. It's already begun.
Hey! Pink, why did that just happen? I put all the coins back.
Are you sure? Look around. Maybe you dropped one.
The landlord has my first bag. I have to get those coins back
or you'll have bad luck forever.
Is that what you just said, Hank?
Okay, maybe new psychic. Tell me which fancy chocolate I will not spit out in disgust.
That one.
Coconut in middle. My favorite. Your new name is the Amazing Angela because you are magnificent. I will never make decision without you ever again. Ever.
Ever? Ever?
Is he here? Did he follow me? Please hide me! It's him again! Guys, I can't do this anymore. You have to help me quit.
Just tell the landlord you're done with all his superstitious silliness and that he should start making decisions for himself.
Great idea, Ben.
Thanks.
If we can make the landlord think he's psychic like Angela, he won't need her anymore.
That is not what I said.
I don't know, Tom. It doesn't seem right to lie about the gift.
Amazing Angela! Quick question. Which box has the free prize?
Never mind. Let's lie about the gift.
Ooh, I'm picking up a strong signal. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
You are... a psychic!
Me? Impossible! If I was psychic, wouldn't I know it?
We don't fully understand the gift. Maybe I transferred some of my powers to you. The only way to find out for sure is to do a test.
There they are! The Wishing Fountain coins! I'm going in!
Be careful, Ginger. To pull this off, you're gonna need some luck. And you don't have any.
First question. What shape is on this card? Harness your psychic energy and really try to see it.
Buffalo shape.
Correct!
Really?
Ooh, that's a good sign. A psychic sign.
Wow, I'm tingling all over.
Let's try another test. Now, tell me what kind of fruit is in this bowl.
Dragon fruit.
What kind of normal fruit is in this bowl?
Fruit. Banana. Banana?
Banana! Right again! It looks like you really do have a gift.
Yes, this is fun. What is this?
Oh.
It looks like you are full of trickery. Tom is hiding down under the table. Looky here. This is the most star-shaped buffalo I have ever seen. Everything is so clear to me now. You even have Ginger stealing my coins.
Wait. How did you know that Ginger was in there?
The same way I know Ben is about to burst in complaining.
All right. Sorry to complain, but someone stole my shape cards and my fruit. What's going on?
I think the landlord really is psychic.
Honestly, we did try to trick you with the cards and the fruit, but we didn't know Ginger was here or that Ben was going to show up.
I am getting sense. What you say is true.
Don't you see what happened? Somehow, my gift gave you the gift, and now you're psychic.
Yes, I have the gift.
Well, I guess that means you don't need me anymore.
Correctamundo.
Well, since you're psychic, can we get those coins back?
Yeah, I don't want those anymore.
Yes! Dance, dance, rebellion, here we come!
No! Huh? Trust me, Tom. You don't want those coins either. Right, Ginger?
Yes, landlord. You see, I took these coins from the town wishing fountain, and I admit that. I take full responsibility.
Now he has to return them, or he'll have bad luck forever.
Oh, please! Nobody is psychic, and there is no such thing as bad luck. What? What are you looking at?